Attorney and advisor Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy. CBS's Peter King.
Giuliani says he has $10 million at the most in assets and more than $150 million in debts, most of that being the defamation award to two Georgia election officials.
Everyone could tell that he was not likely to pay the judgment.
Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson says bankruptcy may delay payment, but
if his creditors can find assets that he does have, they'll be able to go after those either in the bankruptcy proceedings or otherwise.
Levinson says finances may be the least of Giuliani's problems. He also faces criminal charges in Georgia.
A stormy stretch in Southern California as heavy rain hits just days before Christmas. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Newman.
California getting pounded.
It was awful. It was a nightmare. It was pouring cats and dogs. Everything was flooded.
The latest storm dropping torrential rain north of Los Angeles. Parts of Ventura County receiving more than 3 inches in 1 hour. Water quickly filling streets so fast that some could only escape with help from Good Samaritans. Dozens were pulled to safety. Those trapped in their cars and in their homes.
The nasty weather comes as holiday travelers take off. CBS's Chris Van Cleve in L.A.
The nation's airlines expect more than 39 million flyers to travel during this two-week stretch, up 16% from last year.
See, I don't like flying, and it's very crazy during Christmas season.
Since Sunday's storm brought flooding to the Northeast, flyers have encountered close to 20,000 delays, but cancellations have remained limited.
We think it's going to be another record.
United CEO Scott Kirby.
We had the best operational performance, both at United and for the airline industry at large over the Thanksgiving holiday. Unless there's really bad weather, we'll have another strong operation over the Christmas holidays as well.
In the Czech Republic, where mass shootings are rare, at least 14 people have been killed and 25 injured at a university shooting in Prague. Witness Ivo Havranek.
In the beginning, there was a couple of banks. I didn't even realize it's a shooting. Then suddenly there were students and teachers running out of the building.
The gunman, a student at the school, is dead. A jury clears three Washington State police officers of all criminal charges in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis, a black man who was shocked, beaten, and restrained face down on a Tacoma sidewalk as he pleaded for breath. The Pierce County Medical Examiner ruled Ellis's death a homicide by oxygen deprivation, but the officer's lawyers said a high level of meth in Ellis's system and a heart problem were to blame. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hello, this is Melissa Kay, news director and co-host for Mornings with WFHR. I want to wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season filled with love and joy.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
DEI does not get people there.
Not in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin I Public Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a five-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing, and he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
More waits for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. So again, the Magic, the story for them, points in the paint and their defense. We saw Jonathan Isaac block Giannis three times in this game. It is a defense, as we heard from Adrian Griffin, you have to attack them early. If you give that defense a chance to reload and get set, they have a lot of length that will give you problems. And we start to see that at spots in this game. The Magic just missed that offense, and especially shooting. That was their primary issue in undoing tonight. 8 of 33 on their threes, shooting 24%, 46% shooting from the floor, and only 70% at the free throw line, making 16 of their 23 free throw attempts. As the Bucks win this one by 4, improving to 21-7 on the season. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
118-114, final score, Bucks win this one, and now head to New York for a pair of games against the Knicks. We'll preview the upcoming road trip and take a look at the NBA scoreboard after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Just like...
Oshkosh Air Support WISS programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I think somebody could write a book on careers ruined by Christmas parties. They come up like you said, where they just gush over the management. Yeah. I mean,
well, I'm not
Todd,
mad.
I might do that too.
I love you.
You are the
best producer. No, you're not going anywhere.
Look at the time.
You stay here. Jim, okay. I swear to God, leave me alone.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
118-114, our final here. Bucks take down the Magic. They're now 21-7 on the season. That is the second best record in basketball, behind only the Boston Celtics. We'll take a look at the standings in just a moment and preview this upcoming road trip for the Bucks as well. But this was one of eight games on the NBA schedule this evening. Let's get you caught up on the rest of those scores, as we've seen all but two of those games now go final. We begin in Detroit, where the Pistons took on the Utah Jazz. It was a Utah Jazz team that entered this game 10-18 with a couple of their big names missing the game tonight. A golden opportunity for the Pistons to put an end to a 24-game losing streak. But that opportunity would go squandered as the Jazz win this one 119-111. Kelly Olynyk scored 27 points. Cade Cunningham did have 28 points and 10 assists in the loss, but the Detroit Pistons have now lost 25 consecutive games. The record for most games lost consecutively in one single season is 26. The overall record spanning two seasons is 28 games. The Pistons would break the record at home against the Brooklyn Nets, as their next two games are in Brooklyn against the Nets and at home against the Nets. After that, they go to Boston to take on the Celtics, and then Toronto to take on the Raptors. I beg your pardon, that's flipped. Their next two games, home against the Nets, then road against the Nets. It's part of a road trip. Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, Toronto Raptors. That is the immediate future for the Pistons, who have now lost 25 consecutive games. In Cleveland, the Pelicans take down the Cavaliers. Cavs are a team the Bucks will face 1 week from tomorrow, their final game of 2023. 123-104 was the final there. Trey Murphy scored 28 points in the win, while Dean Wade scored 20 in the loss for the Cavs. Cleveland drops to 16-13, but Cleveland is playing for the next few weeks without both Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. In Chicago, the Bulls continue to be on a hot streak as they beat the Spurs 114-95. Kobe White scored 22 points as he continues a breakout campaign. 22 points in the win for Kobe White. The Chicago Bulls now 13-17 on the season. In Memphis, Grizzlies are 2-0 since Ja Morant has returned to the floor. The story tonight was Desmond Bain, who poured in 31 points in a 116-103 victory over the Indiana Pacers. So Memphis now 8-19 on this season. As for the Indiana Pacers, much different story for them. They have been dealing with quite a bit of struggles after they beat the Bucks in the semifinals of the in-season tournament. They played the Lakers in a game that did not count. They beat the Pistons in their next game, but then they would go on to lose four consecutive games before beating the Hornets and now losing to the Grizzlies. So all told, the Indiana Pacers have dropped five of their last six games since the in-season tournament. And again, just over 500 now at 14-13 on the season. In Oklahoma City, the Thunder roll past the Clippers 134-115. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with another big night, 31 points in the win, while James Harden scored 23 with 9 rebounds and 6 assists. And a pair of games in action right now. The first of those is in Minneapolis, where the Timberwolves lead the Lakers 106-99. About 5 minutes left in that game. No LeBron James in this one as he's dealing with some tendonitis. Anthony Edwards has scored 25 points, while Anthony Davis is up to 30 points. Timberwolves lost last night to the Philadelphia 76ers. They're on night two of a back-to-back, looking to bounce back. And your final game of the night in Portland, where the 7-19 Trailblazers take on the 4-22 Wizards. Wizards lead this one 67-54 at the half. 18 points from Kyle Kuzma, 12 points from Anfernee Simons. So we'll look at the standings now. The Boston Celtics are 21-6. That is the best record in all of basketball. The Bucks are 21-7, second best mark in the East, third best record in basketball. They're still behind the Minnesota Timberwolves. But you look at the Eastern Conference standings, Bucks a half game back of the Celtics. They're a game and a half in front of the 76ers, who are 19-8. The Magic remain fourth, but they're now tied with the New York Knicks, as both of those teams are 16-11. And again, the Knicks, the next opponent for the Bucks for the next two games. And then you have the Miami Heat at 16-12. Those are your top six teams in the East. As for the play-in tournament, right now those teams would be the Cleveland Cavaliers at 16-13, the Indiana Pacers at 14-13, the Brooklyn Nets at 13-14, and the Atlanta Hawks just a half game in front of the Chicago Bulls, as Atlanta sits at 12-15. The Bulls have won 7 of their last 10. They're 13-17 and just a half game out of that 10th spot and potentially the play-in tournament. For the Bucks, their next four will be on the road. The first two of those are in New York against the Knicks. So you have Saturday morning, for that matter, Central Time, and then Christmas Day, both matchups against the New York Knicks. The first one, Saturday, is an 11:30 tip-off. 11:30 a.m. is when we will tip things off in the Big Apple. Our pregame coverage with myself and Dave Kane begins at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. And as a reminder as well, I should note, for our Milwaukee audience, our extended postgame show gets started after we wrap up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We invite you to stick around for Bucks Talk. We'll take your calls, preview that matchup with the New York Knicks, and take a look at some numbers for the Bucks on this six-game homestand. You can hear Bucks Talk on our flagship station, 620 WTMJ. Saturday morning, our next game broadcast, the Bucks and the New York Knicks. And again, make note of that tip time, 11:30 a.m. tip. 11 o'clock is when our pregame coverage begins. For our team here at Fiserv Forum, Dave Kane, our engineer Ryan Elliott, our statistician Tom Hecker, and our studio crew, our engineer Max Meyerson, and our producer Matt Sossler. I'm Justin Garcia, signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Saturday morning with more Bucks basketball on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
This Oshkosh Air Support WISS programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit Adopt
Immune Systems. So when you get together this holiday season, opt for outdoor gatherings if weather permits or well-ventilated indoor spaces. And here's a tough one. If you're feeling unwell before your gathering, stay home. It may not be much fun, but it goes a long way towards keeping our cherished elders healthy. After your event, keep an eye on your health. Test if you notice symptoms. If you're traveling in crowded places like airports, put on a mask for that extra layer of protection. Let's make this holiday season the healthiest ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more tips, visit health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in...
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
In Minneapolis.
Very familiar with them. Very familiar with them. Hey,
I've heard of them.
Yes, you have. Hey, Haley, you know, I have a cold right now. As you can see, I came back and had COVID 3 weeks ago, then struggled, had a little cold, and now I have cold again, so I've been hiding in the house. But it's that time of year again, isn't it? Not for colds, but for support of that.
Yeah, well, today is winter solstice, so I know it is the longest night of the year. So if you're looking for something to do, get your health insurance plan together and head over to MinSure.org, where our friends will help you find the right plan that is more affordable and helps best fit your needs. MinSure.org.
Yeah, thank you, Haley. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, CEO of Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And we were leaving off in the last segment. It's always great to see Robert and talk politics. We're just talking a little about State Representative Jamie Becker-Finn announcing that she will not be running again. Kind of saddens me. And what are your thoughts? She has a heck of a legacy here, and I know she's been a fighter for many, many years and a great friend with the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, it is sad to hear, but I really need to respect people's decisions, right? So she will have been a four-term House of Representative at two-year terms. Thank you for your service, Chief McGuach, Representative Becker-Finn. It's not an easy thing to do. And you're right, she has an incredible legacy for a relatively short time in office. She's one of our Native sisters. She's a founder of the the POSI Caucus, People of Color and Indigenous Peoples Caucus. She's a co-founder of the Queer Caucus. Mm-hmm. You know, she really drove into leadership, which I think is important for these younger, newer kinds of representatives. I'm not a big advocate of sit and wait your turn. Right. Yeah. If you have something to do and you think you can lead in a direction, kind of lead. And Jamie did just that, man. I mean, she did a lot of justice related work, inside the justice system, seeing that public defenders are paid, in a decent wage and things like that. She changed the system.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago, that there was a representative from Bloomington, Minnesota that was really giving her a hard time about some stuff. And just hearing her smart response, and I don't mean combative, but just intelligent response to really some negative, unbelievable and untrue things that were directed towards her, I just went, wow, this person's on it, and understands how to respond in a good way.
Right. And, that is such a good observation, Robert. And in the legislating business and in politics, especially today, it's so oppositional, confrontational, violent, even violent. And I think smart legislators, successful legislators, and elected officials acknowledge what you just said. You can't behave like this is your last conversation with someone. You have to address things that you disagree with in a measured and smart, informed way. But early on in my elected life, I learned this lesson from a more experienced politician. And she taught me, there's never a last act. Mm-hmm. She said, there's never a last act. You can't behave like that's the end of something. Now, who knows, maybe since it is the end of her elected life, she may behave a little differently, but I think she's just done an admirable job of being a true statesperson.
Well, and I can't imagine, her kids are still young and still being, a mother, a politician, a business owner, and I do believe she's a lawyer too, right?
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember, but she owns that coffee shop and she has young kids, and it's just... and how much do we ask for our politicians? 8 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. And, she is a lawyer. At least she has a JD from William Mitchell College of Law. So,
our hats off to her, really. And maybe we'll get her on the show more often now that she's not. But we always find more things to do, right, Robert, when we're out of the
office. Right. She's gonna bump me. Now you'll have some of the deeper political analysis.
No.
But she's just a delight. You know, she's a nice person. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate when politicians are just nice people.
Well, let's spin it now a little bit here to national. And I know we like to talk a little bit about that. And you're our go-to person to talk about this. We have Colorado stepping up and really doing something pretty magical, I think.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes. So they have declared their Supreme Court in Colorado has declared that Trump is not eligible to appear on ballots in their state in 2024 due to his role in promoting insurrection. And that's constitutional, right? That's a constitutional reason to keep someone off the ballot. And so a similar case was brought here in Minnesota, did not prevail. But there are other cases like this poised to be brought forward in a lot of states. And so we'll see. And there's all these dire predictions that this is going to cause violent civil war. And it's not going to be the progressives and the Democrats that are promoting violent civil war. Right. We're just trying to protect other institutions that have been so grossly attacked.
Well, I'm going to put my aluminum hat on, Robert, which I don't do very often. And I got to wonder, people that take Supreme Court judges on boat trips and borrow them money, I don't think it's good for business for them to have a civil war. You're not going to be able to sell your goods and services, and maybe they'll talk some sense and, I'll take my aluminum hat off. Are you any comment on that?
Well, fingers crossed, Robert. I mean, it would be great. You're exactly right. You know, the chaos of war is not good for commerce. You know, it's good for certain sectors of the economy.
Right.
But in going back to your somewhat oblique comment about Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, and what he's accepted. And there's all this new information coming out about that as well, that in the, I think it was what, 2000, the year 2000, he started being very critical about his low pay rate. And that's when all of a sudden all these people who are invested in the status quo started to support him financially. And it's just a travesty. I want my Supreme Court judges, you know, living off their salaries and not having to be provided by billionaires to provide all the luxury goods.
I'll put my aluminum hat back on again, and it's like they paid him more. They paid him more and helped him out because they didn't want him to resign because he was broke or going bankrupt. I'll take it off.
And he was reliable. And he was a reliable vote for the status quo. I mean, that's just a fact. That isn't even sort of conspiracy stuff. You know, he was a reliable vote for them, and they wanted to keep him in place. And so they corrupted him, or he allowed himself to be corrupted. And now he really can't dispense justice. Most of that court can't dispense justice for the majority of this country.
Exactly. I want to talk a little bit about Biden and his age. And I only personally want to bring up the fact that as a leader like that, Biden isn't doing 5,000 things each day. He has a committee. He has people working for him. He's leading the country, but he's got what was different night and day between Trump and his people was he brought in people that knew what they were doing and things got better quick. The COVID was going crazy still and we're getting all the vaccines out to people and everyone was talking how bad the economy was going to be. And really, the economy has been bad because of the gouging with these big corporations. I'm going to vote for Biden again because he's got a great bunch of people working for him.
Right. I mean, if he's on the ticket, I'm voting for him. I fully expect him to be there. Mm-hmm. And you touched on the economy, and by all these indicators, the economy is so strong, you know, unemployment, gas prices, stock market, you know, it feels very pinched for middle-class people and lower-wealth people. So it doesn't feel like the greatest economy, but really by all the indicators, it's doing incredible. And you're right, He's the executive, right? He's where the buck.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Rudy Giuliani says he's broke and has filed for bankruptcy after being ordered to immediately pay almost $150 million in a defamation lawsuit. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The bankruptcy court will look at the nature of the judgment against him. And if it's an intentional tort, he will have an uphill battle saying that his debts should be discharged.
A UN report estimates a quarter of the population in Gaza is going hungry. Arif Hussein with the World Food Program.
It is a situation where pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry. More than 500,000, meaning half a million people, are starving.
A mass shooting at a university in Prague has left at least 14 people dead, 25 others wounded. CBS's Elaine Kahn.
Video posted on social media appears to show the gunman firing atop a building in a busy historic area filled with tourists and shoppers.
The gunman is dead. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Staying rather warm the next couple of days. Cloudy, little fog and drizzle tonight. Lows in the mid-30s. Some early drizzle tomorrow. Staying cloudy. High, low 40s. Some bits of sunshine on Saturday. Highs up to the upper 40s. Some rain and low 50s for Sunday. Rain chances continue for Christmas. Currently 35 degrees.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. It's according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what?
So.
In regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal Accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great supporters of Native Roots Radio over the years, and we've had them on, and they're all over the country, all over Turtle Island, giving out knowledge about our relatives, so we really appreciate them. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, Native American Community Development Institute, CEO, and I'm going to blame it on the cold. I messed it up twice now, Robert, and I know we're not keeping track, but I had a little hiccup there, you know, but welcome.
I'm keeping track, Robert. I am keeping track.
Yeah, dang. So what do we got going down on the avenue? I drove by the Indian Center, and when is that due? That place is looking beautiful, and it's right up against the sidewalk now, so I can't sneak into the front there and park on the illegally.
No, it's looking great. So the target date for the grand reopening is May 1st. As folks in Minnesota know, May is American Indian Month in our state. It was a big American Indian movement effort back in the 70s to get that recognized. It started as a week, now it's a month. And Mary Lagarde, the brilliant director who has shepherded this incredible capital investment through, is gearing up to open it up on May 1st. So we usually march through the community on May 1st for Indian Month kickoff, and then end up there for a blessing and opening, mm-hmm. and a feast. And it'll be wonderful. And you're right, it's beautiful. And we've had an Indian center there for decades, and since the 70s. And it was just such a nondescript building in the past. And like, you couldn't even really figure out how to, if you hadn't been there before, people could never figure out how to even get in. You know, and they kind of enter from the side. And it used to be owned by the city of Minneapolis, and during my time on the city council, we sold it to the Indian Center for $1 to be self-owned. And it's needed, this investment, but it's about 13 million dollar. And no, I can't be right.
It was like seven or something. Maybe
No, it's way more than that. I should be saying numbers that I don't know. I wasn't prepared for that. But I will say I'm on the Capitol Campaign Committee mm-hmm. for the Indian Center, and I was on it back in the early 2000s as well, and during my time on City Council. And it was a really heavy lift back in the early 2000s. There was a sense that the Indian Center was losing its relevance in the 21st century, and you know, there were some other concerns about just about succession and things, and funders are really savvy about stuff like that, and they just weren't giving. And I think we ended up at the time we're trying to raise $13 million, and I think we raised about $3 million, and so it had to really scale back the project. But man, leadership at the Indian Center has gone through some generational change, and they've done some incredible strategic work, and this has been a much more satisfying capital campaign committee to serve on than it was 20 years ago.
Wow. We're going to have a theater in there, a bigger store, a restaurant, things. It's just going to be a place to go, and go down to the coffee shop and walk down to the Indian Center and hang out and do some shopping.
No, you're exactly right. And as you pointed out in your first comments, you know, it's bringing the activity right up to Franklin Avenue, to the American Indian Cultural Corridor, rather than almost having it hidden. Mm-hmm. You know, so those public activities, art gallery, restaurant, those will be right on Franklin. And so it brings those eyes onto the street and just, you know, really activates the American Indian Cultural Corridor.
Yeah, so have you been in there since they've worked on it? I know some people have gotten tours. I know I didn't get my
invite. Yeah. Well, as a Capital Campaign Committee member, you know, I get the privilege of being parts of tours for potential donors and things. So it was a couple weeks ago, but the whole Franklin Avenue facade was done, that sort of drum. It's literally a drum-shaped atrium. That was, you know, you could get in that, you look down Bloomington, it looks like a real big city, you know, it's so different than it was. And the renovated and expanded program space, you know, that gym is one of the most used public spaces in the corridor.
Yeah,
it's pretty much where everything happens, and it feels so good.
Yeah, we're gonna, and you can't wait to have those Thanksgiving powwows, New Year's Eve powwows, and all the other powwows and things that happen in that gym. So it's not far from my house, and it's not far from a lot of people's house, even though I have to get to that, go to that scary city, Minneapolis, you know, from St. Paul.
Yeah, it's just a few blocks. I live on Franklin, so it's just a few blocks, really, away. So, and you know, and I just really want to make sure. I think it was $33 million. That was the final budget, but just a ton of credit to Mary Lagarde and to others, and the whole staff of the Indian Center. You know, they've been housed in all kinds of different buildings. The programs have been sort of scattered around, but they've kept it going. And so it'll be exciting when it reopens.
So what else is going on down there on the Franklin Avenue? Well,
the other thing we may want to talk about, or I wanted to, and I don't know, but is this, just because it doesn't happen very often, and it definitely sort of reflects Native involvement, but we have a new state flag in Minnesota, and we have a new state seal here. And both of them have definite Native influences. There were Native people on the commission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the commission was created by the legislature just last session and given this incredibly short timeline to work, to have this new state flag and new state seal approved by the end of the year. And by gum, they did it, you know.
Yeah.
And there's such a range of feelings about them, but I say they look pretty good, you know. And the state seal even has Dakota language on it.
And wild rice.
And wild rice and a loon, right.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, our the motto, our former state seal was and state flag. The same was super racist and had, you know, a pioneer with a gun that looked like chasing off a Native person on a horse, you know.
Right.
It was really not happening. And then the slogan on the seal and flag was in French, right? L'Étoile du Nord. Star of the North, North Star.
Mm-hmm.
And now the slogan will be in Dakota.
Yeah.
You know, the land where the water reflects the sky.
That is awesome. We've been talking about that all week, and it's fun. Well, first off, State Senator Mary Kunish talked about it last week, that she made this bill. And then we had your friend and our friend, Kate Bean, on the show talking about it. Wanting to get more Native input a few weeks ago. And so we've been watching this really closely. And yesterday we had Arvina Martin, who's the former first Native American woman, city council member in Madison, and she's on our show every week. And they worked on a flag change in the city flag. And so she loves the flag. And she was telling us yesterday how much she loved our new flag, and she's been doing a lot of research because they changed the one in Madison. So it's like, it's good to hear the experts like it.
Yeah, and a lot of experts are speaking highly of the flag. It's super simple, right? And even that, and I don't know how direct it is, and I'm certainly no expert, but even the star that appears on the flag, it's sort of a geometric stylized shape of Minnesota, a dark blue field, and then a light blue field looks like water. Mm-hmm. And then there's a white star in the dark blue that has a very Dakota vibe.
Yeah.
And someone, I just read an article where they pointed out that star, what is it, 8 points?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Is also reflected in the Capitol Rotunda. There's a star on the floor that's 8 points like that.
Wow.
So it's just, I think we're going to like this new flag. I kind of like it.
You know, I don't really think much about the old flag other than when it's brought up in the old seal. So this is something to rally around. And, yeah, I just think it can't be any, it can't be as bad as it was. And I believe it's really been a good choice. And, you know, things that had to be pointed out to me, like the corner was the state of Minnesota, kind of blocky, you know, things like that. And it's
right.
Like, oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and certainly an improvement over the racist former flag and seal.
Yeah, so, I think it's a flag, too, that people are going to be proud to wear. I never saw people hanging up Minnesota State flags or anything, ever. And this one, I feel like we're going to see a lot more, you know, flags outside of people's houses and just a lot more of it. So I'm down with it.
Great point.
Yeah, really good point. Now I'm thinking I better get T-shirts made for the store and put a little
there you go. I'd wear it.
Right on. Oh, geez. So what else do we got going on? That was a great point and love talking about that. You know, I'm really proud to be a Minnesotan and Twin Cityan and voting blue. And, you know, we're always conscious of our Wisconsin and Dakotas and Iowa listeners and even Michigan and Illinois that listen to the show. We got it going on here really well, and we're proud of it. I just want to say that, Robert. And I know you're a big part of it, and we try to be a part of it here on Native Roots Radio, but it's just been fun. And when you said that we used to do a pre-record, I had 8 people, guests like yourself, on the show on Saturday. And it was like, this is a great show. I wonder if anyone's listening to it because it was 2 hours. And now it's great that you're able to spend, you know, some time with us once a week and talk about what's going on, and we can have our discussions about politics, but also just sitting back and being human. And I want to wish you a happy holiday with you and your husband. And really, you know, I appreciate you being on.
Megawatch, Robert, same to you. Happy holidays. Happy solstice.
Yes. Right?
My solstice joke is always the same. I say, it looks like we're in for a long night.
Good one, Robert.
Oh, wow. That's another T-shirt. Whoa. Hey, Pini Gigi, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Right on, Robert. Robert's still on, and that's great. We're waiting for Angela to come on and talk about the.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Artist, she is Dakota and came here to work as a professional artist. She came to our gallery, All My Relations Arts. That's Nacky's gallery right there in the Cultural Corridor next to Paula Grounds Coffee Shop. Stop on down. But she came to, it was her first non-student show where she had a piece of art in a public gallery. And we were so impressed with her, and we invited her back to curate a show as a first-time curator. And we got her a more experienced Native woman curator to mentor her and coach her. And she brought the show Bring Her Home, Stolen Daughters of Turtle Island, to the gallery. And it was, such a powerful show. And then when the gallery position opened up, hey, Angela, she's here. She was just such an obvious choice for that position. And she's just done amazing things here in the Twin Cities and through our gallery.
Right on. And hey, as you were saying, Robert, here is Angela. And welcome, Angela. How are you doing? Angela Two Stars, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Great.
So we were just talking about you in a good way, in a good way. And we wanted to give you the opportunity to come on and talk a little bit about what's happening at All My Relations and art. And you're the art director, so go for it, Angela.
Well, yeah, we have a lot happening right now. We currently have an exhibition that's titled Abajijuan Yukiat Yanale, and Abajijuan is Ojibwe, Yukiat Yanale is Huma, and the two artists that we're hosting is Karen Goulet from Bemidji and Monique Verdin from Louisiana, and they have a duo exhibition around the Mississippi River that closes January 13th. We'll be having a closing reception, and we're also going to be hosting a water weaving workshop on January 6th. That's part of the exhibition with Sarah Nassif, who has loaned us her sari loom that people from the community have been invited to weave, part of this community weaving that's going to travel with the show. Our next exhibition is called Okizi. It's Dakota for to heal, and it's a collaboration with the American Swedish Institute. They have an exhibition coming in February called Arctic Highways, Unbound Indigenous People. And we've been talking with ASI for, we've been developing a relationship with them well over a year. And they were discussing this exhibition, Migration, with these two Sami artists named Stina Folkenbrandt and Tomas Kolbingston. And they were talking about how this migration artworks were looking at the relationship between the Sami and the reindeer, and how the Sami would travel with the reindeer. And I thought that's very similar to Dakota people and how they had relationship with the buffalo. And so it started to spark these similarities in cultural experiences. And so as we began talking more and more, what we decided on, wanting to connect our audiences around this common theme of these dual exhibitions and the meeting of two Indigenous peoples and the healing impacts of cultural revitalization. So the call for art for Okizi will highlight the revitalization efforts that reconnect this generation and future generations to our language, our land, our culture, all as a means of healing from historical and generational trauma. We will be featuring Keith Braveheart, Karen Goulet, and Courtney Leonard, along with Stina and Tomas from, goodness, where are they from? Well, somewhere in Sweden.
Yeah.
And they'll be here when we open on February 1st. So we also have an open call. So we're looking for artists to jury into this exhibition. So that'll be really exciting to to see what we get and how people respond to that theme.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on a couple times and get the word out there. Can you tell people, because we have people all over Turtle Island listening to our show, where is All My Relations a gallery, and how can you get there, and what are the hours and things like that?
Yeah, All My Relations is located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's on the on Franklin Avenue on the American Indian Cultural Corridor. Our hours at the gallery are Tuesday through Friday, 10 until 5, and Saturdays we're open from 12 until 3. We're the yellow building with the best coffee in the Twin Cities at the powwow grounds.
Right.
So grab yourself some coffee and come on in.
I think it's really important to bring that up because I run into people that I know from all over the country that it's a place where if you are coming in from Wisconsin, let's say, and you want to hang out with some Native Americans, that's a place to go. And a lot of people go there and check it out and run into people they know. And for me, it's always cool to see my Facebook come alive, all these people coming alive, and it's not a picture anymore. But that's the place to go, that's the place to go for your coffee, but also a great museum there. And are All My Relations Arts?
Yeah, it's a great community space, and it's really a place that the community can just feel themselves represented in the art that they experience. I wanted to share another event, Robert, that we've been talking about that's happening in January. Let's see. Maybe you could start off because I'm like fumbling on my notes.
I better get my...
Is this your Louisiana Love film screening?
No.
Well, that is one thing that we're doing. I'm telling you, we've got a lot happening in January.
There is a
lot. We actually have Robert will be joining us in January for a discussion around the Ho-Chunk people and the Ho-Chunk history. There's an author who has a book release coming up. I will get her name. But,
Kathy Coates.
Kathy Coates. Thank you so much. Yes, Kathy Coates will be releasing her book. And so we have Amy Lontree and Robert Pilot and Kathy, who will be joining us on January 17th to discuss the Ho-Chunk people and their history and, you know, contemporary presence. And I think that's going to be a really great event, too, to share about the Ho-Chunk people.
Yeah, definitely, Angela. And we're going to do I haven't told Haley yet because it's a heavy lift. We're going to be doing our show out there. And then after Haley segues away from producing the show, she'll be selling books with Kathy and signing up. But I'll have to slowly tell her that. Right, Haley?
Sounds good, Dega.
But, yeah, published by the Minnesota Historical Society, and I've had a chance to read it, Angela, and this person is a researcher, so it's great to see that, you know, it's not an opinion book or a romance, it's the blood and guts of our removal and how that came about, roughly parallel with our Lakota-Dakota relatives.
Right.
So that's exciting, and it's also really exciting that that you guys at All My Relations Arts do things like that. You know, I've been there for many, many different things over the years.
So yeah, Angela, for people who want to submit a piece for the new call for artists, the To Heal exhibit, how can they contact you or submit their piece?
Well, they can go on our website at All My Relations Arts. We have the open call is accepting submissions until January 7th. So people have the holiday break to be able to work on some works to apply to that show. And then we're going to jump right into juring, and then we will be selecting the artists that will be included in the exhibition on January 9th. So show opens February 1st.
Definitely. Angela, we got to get you on the show more often. This was a really good segment. Darn it, we're gonna have Haley stock you down and send you the link and get you on the show more often.
All right, sounds.
Your home for locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.